This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
We need a lot of essential services, a lot more of our essential services than we've ever needed before, and it's been great to see the community really rally and jump in there and get the job done.
Maybe I need to get them to come over to my house and clean that a little bit. Look, I'm not looking forward to some of the dusty corners, but enough about me. Why don't we dive back into some of the fabulousness we've been talking about today on the show, because we've been messaging and talking to all these amazing performers who have been doing such wonderful things to keep us entertained while in isolation. And one of those is a drag performer from Sydney called Felicity Frocaccino. Felicity is honestly one of the hardest working queens. I know Tequila Smockingbird says she is, but Felicity has like a gig, at least one gig a day. She honestly works around the clock doing bingo, doing drag spot numbers, hen parties, everything. So a week ago, Felicity just suddenly woke up to nothing. And we had a chat with her about her show, Felicity and Friends, that she's doing live on anything you can get your washed hands on tonight, in fact.
So I have a little show called Felicity and Friends, which I used to host at a couple of venues around Sydney as an actual live show. And I thought, why not make it virtual? Why not make it virtual and make it fabulous? And I can Skype Insta everyone that wants to be part of it. And the whole thing behind it is a way of making a bit of dosh for us, because we are all out of work. So if you tip during the show, and I've got guests and everything on, if you tip during the show, I'll donate that money to the other queens as well. We'll divide it up.
That's so really wonderful. That's really wonderful. Some of the other queens I know, if they have daytime jobs, but they've been doing some performing and they've just been making sure to share the wealth. Because I think for a lot of us, we just look at drag performers and go, yes, hunty, yay, thank you for that. Isn't that great? And like getting a selfie, and don't really think about life on the other side of the wig.
Very good. There's a lot of expenses that go into drag.
Very
true. And daily life. I mean, I left my job at Spotlight 5 years ago to do this full time, because I was getting bookings more in drag than I was working. So it's a bit hard to walk back in and go, hi guys, can I have a job? Because I can't.
Well, also something that's very interesting, I mean, it's not just that, you work nearly every single night, and not just doing a spot number here and a spot number there. You do bingo, you do trivias, you're ridiculously diverse, and you're hosting and constantly running around just doing it. This is your job. And to suddenly be in a position like so many different people are around the country and just have that stop must have been really daunting for you.
It was. I mean, you'd know as well. Working, because we're constantly working, we really get a chance to like just slow down for a second and think about things. So I've kind of gone from having work every night to nothing and going, oh, wow, okay.
So what can people expect from Felicity and Friends?
Oh, just a camp night of crazy campness.
I think part of the fun of everything that people are doing is just stuff within their own home. And when you think about it, drag performers, they do it all. They've got it all around them. You'd be amazed what you can, the entertaining stuff you can do just in your household.
Yeah. I'm just going to do spots that everyone knows and loves, and a couple of new spots that I've had for a while that I haven't done. And then just inviting friends to do spot numbers, you know.
I love it. I think it's great. I think it's a whole lot of fun. But the question needs to be, how can people see it? What platform are you doing it on?
So I'm going to put it on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and Instagram.
Oh, you're doing a triple threat, aren't you? Oh, my God.
Well, let's hope and pray. I'm not very good with the technology. I can do enough to get me by, but I'm not the best person. So let's hope it all works out. Otherwise, I'm going to be up the creek without a at all.
You know what? I think that's one of the things that surprised and entertained us all is the number of queens that 9 out of 10 times can't even get their song onto USB. I'm not saying you're one of them, of course, but suddenly everyone's got to be self-reliant and it's a whole different ball game now. And the creativity that's coming out in so many different queer people in so many different ways to not only lift up other people but lift up the community and make sure you get a bit of coin in your pocket is getting it going on.
Yeah, totally. I have just watched the last couple of days, Quarantine Queers with Jemima Handful.
Isn't that wonderful?
She has done an incredible job at organising everyone's shows at different times and having a roster and having a timetable up, sorry, and doing her own face in different local drag. It's amazing. She's doing a great job.
Do you reckon that you might see if she'll do you, she'll do a Felicity?
She's already doing a Felicity, like the pretty version. Like, she's pretty. I don't think she'd do Felicity. It's paint by numbers. Just slap it on and hope for the best.
Well, there you go. Is this something you're just going to try for once a week, or are you going to see how you go and then build from there?
I have ideas for different nights because everyone's wanting to do it. I just don't want to step on anyone else's toes and be like the hog. You know, don't want to hog every night.
Yeah.
And also don't want to be in drag every night. You know? We're going to spend time making sure our faces stay young and youthful and not age. I'm going to try it this week, see what happens. If I get a great response, of course I'll come back next week regardless. But look, everyone needs their entertainment fixed. Everyone needs a laugh at this time of life, you know. We're all in the same boat. We all need to stick together. We all need to have a bit of fun.
That was Dean's chat with Felicity Frocaccino. What a delight she sounds.
She's absolutely wonderful. And I'll be honest, she's very nervous about doing her show tonight. Now, if you want to watch Felicity's show tonight, Felicity and Friends kicks off from 7 o'clock. And like she said, it's across the board. She's going to be YouTubing it. She's going to be putting it on her Facebook page. She's going to be doing it by Instagram Live. I legitimately have no idea how.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I
don't know whether there are going to be 3 different cameras or what, but she's got a plan and she's trying to maximise on all of them. So good on her.
Dean, we've been trying to juggle all sorts of things in the studio here. I all kudos to her if she can pull that off.
Absolutely. But we've been having an absolutely fabulous time. And the fun does not stop. You've still got us for 20 more minutes, and then you've got the Informer here at Joy. Then there's Vic and M, Chicks Talking Footy, you've got Hide and Seek, you've got Local Roots, there's plenty of fun going on. But coming up, Robbie, we are going to find out about a fabulous show starting out on ABC Me next Monday about a transgender girl's first day at school, in high school. So when we come back, I want to hear about your first day at high school, Robbie.
Oh, goodness. Gosh, I see if I can even remember back that far. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.